in the lunchtime edition. Despite claims of general agreement, some minibus and route taxi owners strongly object to key provisions of the new PSV regulations and want them changed. They say they are unjust and unfair. Three men, including a twin, charged for a Christchurch shooting. Tropical Storm Gordon forms to the northeast of Barbados. Jamaican policemen and soldiers arrive in Haiti as part of a multinational mission. And Kamala Harris and Donald Trump campaigning hard in key states with less than 8 weeks until Election Day in the U.S. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Some minibus and route taxi owners are strongly objecting to key provisions of new public service vehicle regulations due to take effect shortly, terming them unjust and unfair. The matter is to be discussed at a meeting of the owners this weekend with the intention of making a case to the Ministry of Transport and Works for changes to some of the new rules before taking the matter further if needs be. The owner's position has been outlined to Starcom Network News by Cecil Ford, the deputy chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, who was the APTO representative at a recent meeting with the Minister of Transport and Works, Sanchia Bradshaw. After that meeting, the authority said there was general agreement on the new rules, but Mr. Ford insists major concerns remain. He believes owners may be unfairly penalized for the actions of drivers of which they might be unaware.
Let me give you one example. How can you say to an owner who gives his vehicle to a driver to drive to run a particular route that if he does not complete that route, that his permit is subject to suspension and or revocation? That is not a just or a fair regulation that you're putting in. And that is only one area, but there are many other areas. We do understand that we want to have improvement of behaviors on the road. We agree with that. But they must be fair and they must be just. They cannot be this lopsided thing.
Mr. Ford says the matter will be discussed at a meeting of the owners who are hoping to have further dialogue with the ministry before these regulations are implemented.
We will have discussions with our board as soon as we meet. I believe we will be meeting this weekend. And we will have also a meeting with the members. And coming out of that, I believe there will be some challenge that will be put forward to some of these regulations. It would all depend on what decision we come up with. I would not want to preempt what the board may agree to or members may say at this particular time. But when you look at them and you see the kind of injustice and unfairness in them, it leaves no doubt in your mind that they will have to be challenged.
The deputy chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Cecil Ford. Three individuals, including a twin, have been arrested and charged in connection with the unlawful use of a firearm and violent disorder. Tyrese and Tyrell Farrell, 21-year-old twins from Eland Park South, Christchurch, along with Shem Padmore of Enterprise A, Carter's Gap, Christchurch, have been charged for offenses that allegedly occurred on August the 16th. The trio appeared before the magistrate Deirdre McKenna at the Oystens Magistrates Court and have been remanded to Dodds Prison. They are scheduled to reappear in court on October the 9th. This is The Latest. The Ministry of Energy and Business has officially launched Phase 2 of its National Financial Literacy Schools program. Around 900 students from 19 schools are set to benefit from the project. Speaking this morning during the official launch of the FLIGHT program, Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, stressed its importance.
We have a number of schools onboarded. We have both the mainstream program, we have a remedial program, and we have a special needs program. And that's important because that speaks to the question of inclusion. But beyond the schools program, we're really proud to also have launched a community program, the schools, the program that now includes public servants, education as well. This is critical for people to be able to learn how to use money and creating generational access to the utilization of money, how people can use money to not just save, but to invest, to grow businesses, to get involved in things like transnational projects, investments, even in the energy sector, for example, how to get involved in the development of new sectors, new growth sectors, and then how to build an entrepreneurship economy for Barbados.
The Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, the Barbados Meteorological Services, is closely monitoring the progress of Tropical Storm Gordon, located to the northeast of Barbados. However, meteorologist Cherise Braffitt says there are no watches or warnings in effect.
On the current forecast track, the system is expected to track northeast of Barbados early next week with no direct threat to the island. However, the presence of this system in our region will extend the period of light wind speeds, uncomfortably warm days and heat stress for persons into next week. Tropical Depression number 7 has strengthened into Tropical Storm Gordon at 11 a.m. today. The system is currently moving west-northwestward at 12 miles per hour, and the minimum central pressure is estimated at 1006 millibars. On its current track, the system is expected to pass northeast of the region early next week with no direct impacts expected.
Meteorologist Cherise Braffitt, the Jamaican security contingent has arrived in Haiti, part of a multinational mission to help restore law and order amid escalating violence there. The group comprises 20 soldiers and 4 police officers. Deputy Superintendent of Police Adrian Hamilton, who is among the 4 officers deployed, says the team stands ready to provide support to the Haitian forces. And Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are in key states today as they race to make their pitch to voters less than 8 weeks until Election Day. The vice president campaigns in Pennsylvania as she seeks to continue capitalizing on post-debate momentum while the former president holds a rally in Nevada. Trump said yesterday that he would not participate in another presidential debate with Ms. Harris after her campaign called for an additional debate following Tuesday's showdown. "I believe we owe it to the voters," Harris said. Our top stories. Well, despite claims of general agreement, some minibus and route taxi owners strongly object to key provisions of the new PSV regulations and want them changed. They call them unjust and unfair. 3 men, including a twin, charged for a Christchurch shooting. Tropical Storm Gordon forms to the northeast of Barbados, poses no threat. Jamaican policemen and soldiers arrive in Haiti as part of a multinational mission. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump campaigning hard in key states with less than 8 weeks until Election Day in the U.S. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.